Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. Greeting in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. What a privilege and honor it is to share with you this time, this Sunday morning, to wish to you a very Merry Christmas. And we thank God this morning that we're able to come together, that we're able to spend this time. And it's my prayer that you're able today to make your way into the house of the Lord. If you're not able to get there this morning, I pray that the broadcast and the station this morning would be a help and a blessing to you down over the course of the day, that it might lift you up, that it might help you this morning. But if you're able, well, I'd encourage you to make your way out into the house of the Lord. It's a great time of year, a wonderful season, and just good to be a child of God this morning, good to be alive, and good to enjoy the blessings of God. We'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio, or where service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Worship follows at 11, and then on Wednesday evening we have a youth service and an adult Bible study. And we'd invite you to join us in all those services. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Before we do, we want to thank you for your prayers on behalf of our dear brother, Brother Denny Fields. The Lord visited him this week and touched his healing upon him. On Tuesday, the doctors said there was a blockage, a clot there somewhere. They were going in on Wednesday, and the outlook wasn't good, but the doctor got there and he said it defied logic. He couldn't explain what had happened, and we all just smiled and said, we know what happened. God touched him. And we thank you for your prayers this morning. Continue to remember him and the church over at New Liberty today. And we ask you, a good friend of ours down in Kentucky called, just brokenhearted. The enemy has entered into one of his children's family and broke it up. And he was just brokenhearted at the condition and the things that had transpired. And I ask you to remember him and his family and his children this morning, that God would be with them. Join me in a word of prayer today. Our Lord and precious Master, gracious Heavenly Father, as I come before you this morning, God, I realize, Lord, that we have so much more to thank you for than we're able, God. So much this morning to lift up our hands and, Father, just say thank you, Jesus, for all you've done and all you do today. And, Lord, as we come here at this time once again, Lord, we're reminded that it's through and by your mercies today, Lord. God, we're so little and unworthy this morning, but, Father God, through and by your mercy and grace, God, how we're able to share and to hopefully, God, I be a help to someone along the way this morning. Father, we have many things to ask of you today. But God, we pause to thank you once again, Lord. And God, that you touched our dear brother, Lord. And God, and we pray this morning, Father, that you continue to bless him and strengthen him. Lord, we pray for the service there at the little home church where he'll be in a little while. And God, as we got word today, our Father, of one that's made commitment, our one that said he'll be there this morning. Oh God, how the enemy's destroyed and scattered. And God, you brought him to the place and the understanding, our Lord, that he wants to go to your house this morning. Our Father, oh God, touch him, we pray. I help him to understand fully, God. Our Lord, help him this morning, not only how to be sorry in the deeds of the flesh, but Father, oh God, how to be brokenhearted for the sin that separates him from you this morning. And Lord, having come to that place, God, that he might receive you unto himself. Our Father, oh God, how not only he this morning, but all those that don't know you in a free pardon of sin. Father God, send out that convicting spirit, that drawing power this morning. Help them, oh God, come out of that place of repentance before it's final and everlasting too late.
And God bless your church today. Wherever they gather and assemble. Lord, as we lift up that bloodstained banner of Christ. And God, let thy precious will be done. Father, as we come this morning. And God, the few minutes you've allotted to us. Oh, Lord, we thank you for them again today. But we look to you, God, realizing how that we can do nothing without you this morning. Oh, Father, God, bless the reading, the teaching and the preaching of thy holy word. Father, we ask again this morning for the family there in Kentucky. Lord, broken up, destroyed by the works of the enemy. Oh, God, help them now, Father, we pray. Help our dear brother, his daughter and her children, God. Father, help them, O Lord, along the journey of life and through the wounds that have been inflicted. God, bring healing unto them, we pray. And Lord, the many others like them this day. Father, O God, we pray this morning that you would touch the sick throughout the land. And God, we ask you again this morning to bless the Pig family today, God. As Leanne goes through surgery this week, Father, the unknown, God, what might be before them, Lord. And God, we just look to you now. And God, so much on her heart. So many good thoughts today. Bless the young men and women that serve our country, God. Father, bless their families as they're away and their sacrifice during this season, God. Bless souls that's been touched by the tragedies. Father, the great storms and so on, God. Again, Lord, this morning, have thy way. Right now, Lord, right this moment, Father, as we open your word, open our heart, open our mind, fill our mouth, oh God. We pray and ask in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. I'm going to read just a few verses this morning, familiar, no doubt. I've read them many times and probably in the days past. But in the second chapter of Luke, in the 8th verse, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field. Boy, I wish they'd abide today, don't you? I'd love to see the shepherds abiding. I'm brother, rather than abandoning the flocks. I'm brother, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I'm blessed his sweet name this morning. I'll stop by reading that for a few minutes. Brother, I've thought so many times about them little shepherds in the field that night when the angel of the Lord appeared. I'd have given them such hope and such promise today. Brother, I know this morning there's those that say, well, I'd believe if an angel appeared. Brother, let me tell you this morning, the angels were nothing more than ministering spirits. The angels were nothing more than the messengers sent of God. Brother, this morning he's called little fellas like me. Brother, to go out and tell the world that Jesus saves today. Unto you is born a Savior, my friend. Brother, I'll tell you what, I've just about had it with all the arguments and the fussing and them that say, well, I don't believe in this. We oughtn't to do that. I tell you, you what we need to do right now. I declare a Christmas truce among the children of God, and collectively, and individually, I stand and tell the world that unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And brother, I thought today how it was that the prophets foretold it, how the psalmist wrote about it, and brother, everything began to point to the coming Messiah, to the Savior. Everything, the signs in the heavens, and brother, is indicated by the great star that shone, and brother, the message and the declaration from the angels that day and that night, and brother, that it was the time, everything pointed to that one, to that one place, to that one point in time this morning. And brother, it might have began as an ordinary day, but before that day was out, the word had became flesh and come down to dwell among us, that you and I this morning, I might be born again, saved by the grace of God. Yes, my friend, it's time to tell the good tidings. I have great joy. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Brother, I believe the old prophet said he would be a counselor, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. I believe he's all of those things today, but more than anything else, he is my Savior, my Redeemer. He is the one that plucked me up out of the miry pits of sin. I set my feet on a solid rock. I established my going. And brother, Romans 6:23 isn't just a verse in the Bible to me. It's not just a place to highlight on the Roman road. And brother, it's my experience. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, praise his sweet name today, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Unto you this morning, there's a Savior. He stands ready to save, to give you the same gift he gave me. Brother, right now, today in the churches, amongst God's people, brother, let us praise him. Let us point the way. You see that, that day, I was the pivot of time, how the world changed, it would never be the same again, how God come back to the earth, how the Lord come himself, wrapped in swaddling clothes, as a little babe in a manger, and brother, under the shadow of the cross, I believe, knowing how the entrance was through a virgin, how the exit would be by way of the cross. And brother, he knew full well how the awful cost, how the terrible price, how sin had brought. And brother, but he was willing to come, how to take our place, how to purchase for you this morning. No wonder how the angels said, how glad tidings of great joy. And boys, at the name of Jesus, we should rejoice. I am thank God today. John said over in the Revelation, and brother, worthy is the Lamb to receive praise, glory and honor today. Worthy is the Lamb this morning, my Savior, my Redeemer. Brother, he's not just the reason for the season. He's my reason for being today. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father above, in whom there is no variableness or turning. That companion, my children, mother, my grandchildren, that church, my friends, my family, I'm brother, all I have come from him. God bless you this morning. Merry Christmas. This is Pastor Fred Baker.